time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Renee Rasso. She is with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. We're going to talk about a couple of plans that are available to people, mostly centered around housing. But we're also going to, you know, list a few other programs that they offer down there and how to get in touch with them if you need these programs. They're there for you if you need them. Renee, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments for about 8 years, you said.
Yes.
And really, they are kind of just a grant-based entity, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So they offer quite a few things to people in need in the Carbon County area. Let's just talk about some of the programs that they have.
Okay. So we have the food bank. And also, you said in the Carbon area, we do cover the four counties. It's Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan.
Okay, there we
go. Yeah, so we have food banks. We have the heat program, aging services, weatherization, the Tana Family Housing Program. We have the USDA. It can help people that are interested in buying a house. And there's many more. Okay. Sorry if I forgot.
Oh, no, that's fine. And so the two that you wanted to hit on while you're here today, one is the homeless program. So let's talk about that one.
Yeah. So like Dave said, my name is Renee Razzle, and I'm the program manager for the homeless program. The homeless program can assist literally homeless individuals and families with getting housed. The agency is required to follow HUD's definition of homelessness, meaning a person needs to be sleeping in a tent, a car, or just somewhere that's not meant for human habitation. This funding can assist with deposit, rent, arrears, and application fees. It can also assist with their utilities for up to 4 months. The agency, we also have the emergency shelter funding that can help with motel stays for 4 to 14 nights, but it can't exceed longer than that. So right now we don't have the funding, but we're in the process of waiting for it. So it should be really soon here. But if you know somebody that's in need of this assistance, just have them call me, Renee Razzo, at 435-613-0067 or email rraso at seualg.utah.gov.
And there was one other thing that you deal with there is rental assistance. And this really is, I believe, is it just mostly focused around like the pandemic that's going on, the COVID epidemic?
Yes. Yeah. The ALG, we received a substantial amount of funding to assist individuals and families that have been affected by the COVID pandemic. This funding can assist with deposits, rent, arrears, and utilities, including gas, water, and sewer. The assistance will be capped at $1,500 a month, and applicants need to reapply each month. So to qualify for this program, applicants must have experienced a COVID-19-related loss of income and must have been denied unemployment benefits or be under threat of immediate eviction. This funding ends at the end of December, so we really like to get the word out. So if you know of anybody that's in need of these services, please have them call me, Renee Razzo, at 435-613-0067 or via email rraso at seualg.utah.gov.
And as you were saying, this is just a $1,500 a month.
Yes.
But they have to reapply every month.
Every month, yeah. And this funding can go back to March 1st. So it can, if they're behind ever since the pandemic started, it can date back to March 1st.
And you've got the funding until, you said, at the end of December,
yes,
end of the year?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I mean,
it's a lot of funding. So
these are available to just anybody. If they need it, they've just got to go down, fill out the paperwork, and take care of that. Now, if you're wondering where these guys are located at, you're located in the Old Reeves School, correct?
Yes, that's 375 South Carbon Ave.
And the website, and you can get on there and look at all this stuff and get phone numbers and everything, is seualg.utah.gov. And all that information is there for you. It's at your fingertips. And these guys are here to help you. If you need the help, it's there. So all you've got to do is take advantage of that, correct?
Yep, that's right.
All right, one last time. Let's give them your phone number if they're interested and your email address.
Okay, so my phone number is 435-613-0067. And my email address is rraso at seualg www.utah.gov.
Okay, we've been speaking with Renee Rasso with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. Thanks so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, just go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.